AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The northeastern part of the U.S. is digging out from the massive winter storm that dumped 2 feet of snow in some areas. The National Weather Service says it's tracking another storm that could bring more snow to the region later this week. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement lawyer Ryan Schwenk, who was responsible for training new deportation officers, had this to say about the agency's training for new recruits.
I am here because I am duty-bound to report the legally required training program at the ICE Academy is deficient, defective, and broken.
He also accused the Department of Homeland Security of dismantling the training program for new deportation officers and lying about what they were doing.
DHS told the public that new cadets receive all the training they need to perform their duties, that no critical material or standards have been cut. This is a lie. ICE made the program shorter, and they removed so many essential parts that what remains is a dangerous husk.
He testified at a forum hosted by congressional Democrats. The Homeland Security Department denies removing or lessening ICE's training requirements. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight. He's expected to try to calm voters about the economy ahead of this year's midterm elections. Police in Britain say former ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, has been released on bail. He's under investigation over documents suggesting he passed sensitive information to Jeffrey Epstein. World shares were mixed today after U.S. stocks slumped on heavy selling of shares in companies that could be losers in the artificial intelligence boom. This is AP News. Two-time WNBA champion Kara Braxton died after being in a car crash in Atlanta Saturday. She was 43 years old. Two of boxing's biggest modern-era stars will face off for a second time after 11 years. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao have agreed to a rematch of their landmark 2015 bout. Their second fight will be held on September 19th in Las Vegas. The fight will be streamed on Netflix. It will be the first boxing match to be held at the Sphere, the immersive event venue east of the Strip. Mayweather turns 49 years old on Tuesday. He announced his intention last week to end his 9-year retirement from competitive boxing. The 47-year-old Pacquiao ended his own retirement last year. He'll face Ruslan Provodnikov on April 18th. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.